Proclamation number 6199 of 25th of February, 1955. Life or death. You should live and escape eternal death. This is why you live on earth, so that you acquire eternal life, which, however, can only be gained if you strive to attain light and strength, because light and strength are the characteristics of life. Because without light and strength you cannot be active, and life means constant activity. Without light and strength you are in a state of death, i.e., powerless and in darkness, but you are most agonizingly aware of it. If you were completely extinguished by death, then death would not frighten you and would not induce you to strive for life, yet you would continue to exist and death would not end your existence, but you would not be able to pursue your destiny, which has been set for you since the beginning. And you cannot be blessed. For bliss consists in the right use of strength and light, in working and creating according to divine order. Bliss consists in recognizing, in knowing the truth, and therefore also in working according to purpose. You were not created for death, but for life, for the perpetual development of strength, for the reception and distribution of strength. But in the state of death you cannot distribute anything because you possess nothing, and you yourselves suffer utmost agony due to this lack of strength and light. But in earthly life you can easily acquire eternal life if only you remain in divine order, if you respect God's will and submit yourselves to Him, if you live in love. For then you will acquire strength which can no longer be withdrawn from you. Then you will cause the eternal love to be released, and it will flow through you all the more loving you are. For you then draw eternal love, the original source of strength, to yourselves. And through this receipt of strength you must also become able to create and work, which consists of ever more eager activity of love on earth, of utilizing the strength from God according to His will. Now you can enter the kingdom of the beyond without fear, because you have now acquired life and can never ever lose it. And you will find a rich field of work which will make you happy, because you have the necessary strength and knowledge and will gladly fulfill the tasks which are now assigned to you. And you will awaken the dead to life again. You will be able to measure the agony and darkness of death, and full of love bring it out of this darkness. And you will impart strength to it and try everything to snatch it from death. For only what lifts is divine. But what is in a state of death, love can awaken to life. And all of you should live, because God's love created you for life, not for death. Amen.